May 4th through 10th. Mosiah chapters 11 through 17. A light that can never be darkened. Ponder and pray to know how you can use the story of Abinadi and his teachings in Mosiah chapters 11 through 17 to help the children you teach. Record the impressions you receive. Invite sharing. Allow the children to share what they know about the story of Abinadi and King Noah. The picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families could help. Teach the doctrine. Younger children. Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17. I can stand for truth even when I stand alone. Both Abinadi and Alma were courageous in defending the truth. How can you use this story to build the children's courage for moments when they may have to defend their beliefs? Possible activities. Summarize the account of Abinadi, King Noah, and Alma found in Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17. You might use chapter 14, Abinadi and King Noah. See Book of Mormon Stories pages 38 through 42 or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Invite the children to act out the account, giving them turns to play different roles. March in place with the children as they sing a song that inspires courage, such as I Will Be Valiant. See Children's Songbook, page 162. Read the words of the song together and help the children identify what a valiant or courageous person does. Select a few verses from Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17 to read to the children to show how Abinadi and Alma were valiant. For example, see Mosiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 4, and verse 9. Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36, and chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. I should obey the Ten Commandments. King Noah's priests knew the commandments, but did not follow them. Abinadi's words can help the children understand the importance of obeying the commandments. Possible activities. Invite the children to count to 10, or give them 10 number pieces of paper and let them put the papers in order. Explain that Heavenly Father gave us 10 commandments to help us return to live with Him. Help the children recite with you some of the 10 commandments from Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36, and chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. Show a picture of Moses with the 10 commandments, such as Gospel Art Book, number 14. And briefly explain how Moses received the commandments from God. See Exodus chapters 19 through 20. Then, show a picture of Abinadi. See this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families, and tell the children that Abinadi reminded King Noah and his priests about the Ten Commandments. Choose a few of the commandments from Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36, and chapter 13, verses 11 through 24, that you feel are particularly important for the children you teach, and discuss with them the blessings that come from obeying those commandments. Sing together a song about commandments, such as Keep the Commandments. See Children's Songbook, pages 146 through 147. Why do we keep the commandments? Mosiah chapter 14, verse 5, and chapter 15, verses 7 through 9. Prophets bravely testify of Jesus Christ. Abinadi taught King Noah and others about Jesus Christ, even when it was dangerous. How can Abinadi's account strengthen the children's testimonies of prophets? Possible activities. Share with the children some of the things Abinadi taught about Jesus Christ in Mosiah chapter 14, verse 5, and chapter 15, verses 7 through 9. Help the children understand that Abinadi wanted King Noah and his people to follow Jesus so they could be happy. In our day, living prophets teach us about the Savior. Read an excerpt from General Conference, or share a video clip of one of the living prophets sharing his testimony of Jesus Christ. For example, see the Special Witnesses of Christ videos on churchofjesuschrist.org. Show or draw pictures of chains, a jail, and a fire. Teach the children that Abinadi was willing to be tied up, put in jail, and even burned by fire to share his testimony of Jesus Christ. Even though we will probably never face these dangers, how can we be courageous like Abinadi in sharing our testimonies with both our words and our choices? Teach the Doctrine. Older Children. Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17. I can stand for the right even when I stand alone. How can you prepare the children you teach to courageously stand for the right, even if they must do so alone? Possible activities. Invite the children to draw pictures of different parts of the account of Abinadi, King Noah, and Alma found in Mosiah chapters 11 through 13 and chapter 17. Help them use their pictures to retell the story, or use chapter 14, Abinadi and King Noah, see Book of Mormon Stories, pages 38 through 42, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. How did Abinadi and Alma each stand for the right? Why didn't King Noah stand for the right? See Mosiah chapter 17, verses 11 through 12. Help the children think of times when they stood up for what's right. Help the children think of scenarios in which they could stand for the right and invite them to role-play some of these situations. For example, what could they do when someone tries to get them to watch an inappropriate movie or when their friends don't want to include someone in a game they're playing? Show the video Dare to Stand Alone. See churchofjesuschrist.org. How was President Thomas S. Monson like Abinadi? Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36, and chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. I should obey the Ten Commandments. Abinadi taught King Noah and his wicked priests about the Ten Commandments. Do the children you teach understand why we should love and obey God's commandments? Possible activities. Assign each child to read one of the commandments in Mosiah chapter 12, verse 35, and chapter 13, verses 11 through 24. Help the children think of creative ways to help each other remember each commandment, such as a rhyming phrase, an action, or an acronym. The song, The Commandments, see Children's Songbook, page 112 to 113, can also help. Give the children heart-shaped pieces of paper and invite them to write one or more of the Ten Commandments on their hearts. See Mosiah chapter 13, verse 11. Perhaps one they feel they should try harder to obey. Sing together a song about the commandments, such as Keep the Commandments. See Children's Songbook, pages 146 to 147. What blessings come from keeping the commandments? Mosiah chapter 14, verse 6, and chapter 16, verses 4 through 9. When I sin, I become lost. Because of Jesus Christ, I can be found. To teach about Jesus Christ, Abinadi quoted the prophet Isaiah, who compared us to lost sheep. How can you use this comparison to teach the children about the Savior? Possible activities. Invite the children to share experiences when they lost something or were lost themselves. How did they feel? What did they do? Read together Mosiah chapter 14, verse 6, and chapter 16, verses 4 through 9. How do we sometimes go astray from God? How does Jesus Christ help us come back? Invite the children to imagine a herd of sheep. What are some reasons one of the sheep might get lost? List their answers on the board. How are we like sheep who wander? How might Heavenly Father feel when we are found through repentance and the Savior's atonement? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 10 through 13. Share your testimony of the Savior and of repentance. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to ask their family members to share experiences in which they stood for truth, or encourage the children to share their own experiences. Improving our teaching. Repetition is key to learning. Children benefit from hearing a gospel principle or doing an activity more than once. Try repeating activities in a variety of ways.